Sobat Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, listener, finally you are with me again, Ahmad Faisal. Well, I hope that whatever you are doing, this can also improve your ability. This can make you feel happy. This can also give you such a new opportunity to reach your goals. Whatever it is about your target or your goals today or after until tonight, maybe you have also such target or anything that you need to do, just do your best. Just do it enthusiastically. Well, when you are doing your daily activities, I believe that this has been your target. It is. And this can be considered gleefully by yourself. That's why do it with wholeheartedly. Well, listener, wherever you are, now I would like to share you about the weather forecast from some cities or province in Indonesia. Yes, the first now is from Aceh, especially for today. South Aceh is forecast cloudy with temperature 20 degrees Celsius up to 28 degrees Celsius. Yes, but tomorrow South Aceh will also be forecast cloudy with temperature 20 up to 30 degrees Celsius. Next we go to, yes, we go to North Sumatra. We go to Nias. Yes, Nias, especially for today, 20th March, is forecast light rain with temperature 23 up to 29 degrees Celsius. But tomorrow, it will also be forecast light rain with temperature 23 up to 30 degrees Celsius. Next, we go to another city. Yes, we go to West Java. Yes, it is now from Bogor. Bogor is forecast rainy with temperature 22 up to 32 degrees Celsius. It is for today, but tomorrow it will be forecast rainy with temperature 22 up to 32 degrees Celsius. And what about Bandung? Bandung is also forecast light rain with temperature 20 up to 30 degrees Celsius, while tomorrow it will be forecast cloudy with temperature 20 up to 29 degrees Celsius. Next we go to Jakarta. Yes, Jakarta for today, it is forecast cloudy with temperature 27 up to 29 degrees Celsius. But tomorrow it will be forecast cloudy, the same, with temperature 28 up to 30 degrees Celsius. What about so what other city, Faisal? Next we go to some cities in Central Java. The first is from Banyumas. Yeah, Banyumas, yes, Banyumas for today is forecast light rain with temperature 23 up to 31 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, for tomorrow it will be forecast also rainy with temperature 23 up to 31 degrees Celsius. And what about Magelang? Magelang is also forecast rainy with temperature 20 up to 29 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, tomorrow it will be forecast the same, rainy with temperature 21 up to 28 degrees Celsius. Next, we go to South Kalimantan. Yes. What about Kota Baru? The city is forecast cloudy with temperature 24 up to 29 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, tomorrow it will be forecast rainy 24 up to 30 degrees Celsius. Next, we fly to, what's that? Here, we go to West Papua. Yes, for today, from Manokwari. Today it is forecast cloudy with temperature 20 up to 29 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, tomorrow it will be forecast the same, rainy, with temperature 20 up to 27 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, Manokwari or Southern Manokwari, South Manokwari, it is forecast such rainy with temperature 20 up to 26 degrees Celsius. Next, the last we go to, yes, South Sulawesi. Yes, South Sulawesi, especially for today, from Bulukumba, it is forecast cloudy with temperature 24 up to 32 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, for tomorrow, it will be forecast rainy with temperature 24 up to 28 degrees Celsius. What about Goa? Yes, Goa Regency is also forecast rainy with temperature 21 up to 26 degrees Celsius. And tomorrow it will be forecast the same as today, rainy with temperature 22 up to 24 degrees Celsius. That's about the forecast, the weather forecast from some cities in Indonesia. It is from Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency of Indonesia.
quite unique, kue cubit or pinch cake. It is called so as the cooked cake from a pan is taken out with cake tongs by the trader, so it is like pinch. The ingredients of the cake are quite simple. This cake is sweet and delicious. It's really nice to eat with a cup of tea or coffee. It has various shapes. It is small and funny that everybody likes it. However, generally, kue cubit is round. On the top of it, there are usually sprinkles to make it more beautiful and delicious. Kue cubit is a quite popular snack in Jakarta, and this cake is easily found in various parts of the city. However, usually kue cubit is sold in school areas and traditional markets. It is quite cheap. It costs about 1,000 rupees per piece. It depends on the topping. Kue cubit with cheese is surely more expensive than kue cubit with sprinkles. You can also order cooked or half-cooked kue cubit. Both have delicious taste.
Listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from Aceh entitled Di Babah Pinto. The song was composed by Ayah Ubit. It means in front of the door. The lyrics tell the story of a wife waiting for her husband at the door. The wife hopes her husband will come home soon. The song Di Babah Pinto also became the soundtrack of the movie Cut Nyak Din in 1988. In the movie, Cut Nyak Din waits for her husband, Tengku Ibrahim, to return home to fight against the invaders, similar to the song Di Babah Pinto. Well, listener, here is the song Di Babah Pinto by Liza Aulia.
Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. New spirit, new day, and a new hope. Listener, whatever you are doing, one thing that you have to remember is just make it as simple as possible and make it better than before. That's it. Well, you know, in order to give you much spirit, in order to make you have such opportunity to reach your goal, I have one way, listener. Yes, I would like to share you about wise words. Now it is from Tan Malaka. He said, no matter how quick a lie spreads, the truth in time will come. Tan Malaka is an Indonesian Hero, born in 50 Kota West Sumatra. He is a figure of important ideas and play a great role in the history of Indonesian struggle for independence. He took various important roles, such as leadership in many organizations and parties. He hates injustice, but cares for the suffering of the laborers. Tan Malaka is a fighter with ideas that inspire many other Indonesian figures.
has more than 17,000 islands. Every region in Indonesia has tradition, culture, and the beauty of nature, which is incomparable. Bali is one of the islands in Indonesia which is very popular in the world. Because its popularity, until now there are people who think that Bali is not part of Indonesia. Bali itself is an island belonging to a group of beautifully lined islands in the territory of Republic of Indonesia. Talking about Bali, firstly in your mind is the beauty of the beach and tradition of its people. Bali does not only have the beauty of nature and tradition, it is also popular for its dances, which move suitably with the rhythm. Gamelan Bali is the music to accompany those dances. There is one Balinese traditional musical instrument, however, there is one Balinese traditional musical instrument which is not quite known by many people. The name is Rindik. According to the history, Rindik was created due to Ponorogo people in East Java moving to Bali. At the beginning, when Wangkir or known Ponorogo side did rebellion against Majapahit Kingdom, most of Ponorogo people moved to Bali. Ponorogo people also brought their traditional instrument, namely Angklung Reyog. Angklung Reyog is the weapon of Majapahit Kingdom which functions as instrument of the kingdom. When the Mang attacked, the Angklung and Gamelan from Ponorogo were brought to Bali. On the way to Bali, those instruments were damaged. Arriving in Bali, Majapahit people were difficult to string the Gamelan up, including Angklung. Although Angklung in Bali is not similar like the one as usual, for example in West Java. This instrument still produces sound by being beaten like Gamelan, which is made from metal. Angklung in Bali has changed its name to be Rindik, which is from Javanese ancient language meaning neatly arranged with little gaps. And listener, before we talk more about the instrument, how about we listen to the Rindik and the flute rhythm by Trio Buana.
Thank you.
From the pieces of bamboo, which are arranged according to its size and its tone. Bamboo which is used to make rindik is the selected one. So, it is not easy to be broken and will produce a very good sound. This instrument is played by beating and using percussion tools made of rubber with different sizes to produce a melodious harmonization of sound. To make it, the bamboo is cut and arranged according to the sizes. The number of pieces of bamboo usually consists of 11 up to 13 pieces. Every piece of bamboo has different size and tone. The larger the size of the bamboo is, the lower the pitch will be. The smaller the bamboo, of course, the higher the tone is produced. The bamboos are arranged in places which is made from wood. Those bamboos are arranged beginning from the lowest tone on the left corner to the highest on the right. The tone which is produced by rindik is pentatonic, meaning it has five main tones. The big percussion tool is usually used on the left hand and the small one is on the right hand. This is because the leftmost tone is lower, so when it's played, there will be a balance of the tone. Listener, to play rindik means a special skill and feeling. In playing rindik, there is also a technique of beating, namely mundil, which is held by the left hand of companion player or called sangsi. In the performance of bumbung dance, this technique is called jegog. In Bali itself, and rindik is usually performed to accompany the bumbung dance. Besides that, rindik is also performed to accompany many other events such as wedding ceremony. The special rhythm of rindik makes the nuance of the event becoming more romantic. In the development era, rindik becomes an instrument which is more flexible and has many functions. And listener, there was a glimpse about a traditional instrument coming from Bali, and it is called rindik. Thank you very much for listening, and sampai jumpa. Thank you.
Maha besar kau telah
Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Here is the news. Indonesian Minister of Population and Family Development, Wihaji, has said that the government respects Indonesian nations who choose to pursue careers abroad. And he said, ministry statement issued on Wednesday that the government certainly respects that. According to him, the most important thing is that Indonesian government under President Prabowo Subianto and Vice President Gibran will always respond to the needs of the Indonesian people in terms of work. The Indonesian Ministry of Higher Education, Science and Technology welcomed the Forum Zakat initiative to collaborate on the Indonesia Zakat or Alms Scholarship Program designed for underprivileged students in Indonesia. The Ministry statement on Wednesday, Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology Brian Yuliarto and Forum Zakat representative convened to discuss several program proposals, including a fully funded scholarship program targeting students from low-income families. That's the news.
listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song called Gado Gado Semarang, composed by Kelly Puspita. The song lyrics mention that the name Semarang in the province of Central Java, Indonesia, comes from the word Asam Arang, which means rare acid. Semarang is a coastal city, so many foreigners drop by the city. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Gado Gado Semarang by Retno Indah. Happy listening.